Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and even though it's sort of chilly outside, we are celebrating the onset of summer here this morning. Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages magazine, is here. Kathy, what's your favorite thing to do in the summer?
Sit by the pool and have a cold beverage.
Well, it's a good thing you have a pool right there in your backyard.
And cold beverages.
And a beer tap.
She does. She has a beer tap all summer long.
Three.
Fantastic. Michelle Bell, our beach bum who heads up Supplier Global Resource magazine, is here. Michelle, were you at the beach over the weekend?
I was. It was beautiful.
You have a beach house in Avalon.
Avalon, New Jersey.
It was what about nice. Saturday? It was a tsunami here.
You know, when it rains there, they say when it rains, they pour. And they all have drink specials because everyone goes in the bars.
Hurricanes.
Yes. Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor magazine, is here. And Andy can't sleep unless his air conditioning is cranked up.
Isn't that true? Right, I need the room at about a temperature of about 55.
Fantastic. We've got the ever-popular Joe Haley here in the studios this morning. Joe, what is your very favorite part about summer?
The next season is fall, so it's very close.
I know you're going to Disneyland this summer.
We're going to probably the hottest month that you can possibly go to July.
Oh, July.
Yeah, it's hotter than Hades down there.
It's going to be hot.
Have fun on the lines.
Of course, the Hawkinator is also here running our tech equipment, and Samantha Bates will be answering the telephones. Call us now. No one says telephones anymore. They just say phones.
Phones.
It is a telephone.
Well, you just said telephone.
That's an interesting observation, Melinda.
Yes, very insightful. Call us now at 215-953-4979. Today's topic, tell us about an event you recently helped a client with, or ask us any question related to selling products for events, and if we put you on the air, we will send a $25 Visa gift card your way. That's 215-953-4979. You can start calling now. Joe, tell us what's on tap for today's show.
You got it. Andy polishes off his crystal ball and offers up a preview of Counselor's State of the Industry issue. Need some advice on event planning, or do you have a great event planning case study you'd like to share? Well, give us a jingle at 215-953-4979, or send an email to radio at asicentral.com, and like Melinda said, you can score a $25 Visa gift card. Kathy is going to quiz us all. The topic? Things not to say to clients. Our resident smokestack is going to tell us about the FDA imposed stricter bans on tobacco marketing and what effect they might have on the industry.
Apparently you're the smokestack, Michelle.
Yeah, I don't smoke that much, by the way, but okay.
Well, you're the only one who smokes, so that would make you the smokestack. Does this shirt make me look fat?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Don't you love them? Anyway, I have 9 crucial questions to ask your boss. Our Ray of Sunshine has 16 tips for feeling happier at work. Are companies foregoing annual raises? Well, Andy will let us know. We also have some tips on how to sell to women. I have a look at the hot industry topics on Twitter and Facebook. Follow the leader. Andy has a look at the 5 states that will lead us out of recession. Oh, man, do I have a bone to pick this week. So And first, though, the industry news.
Go, Andy.
Thanks, Joe.
Seconds.
Supplier 8th Floor Promotions has acquired Heritage Creations USA. Heritage now joins 8th Floor's other supplier subsidiaries, Awardcraft, Visions Awards, and AITG. Jerry Zukowski and Brian Blackburn, owners of Heritage, will continue with 8th Floor. Counselor Top 40 Distributor Workflow 1 is continuing a management shakeup that began last year. Last week, the company named Brendan Foley as its chief financial officer and announced the addition of Bill Antiskiewicz as executive vice president of marketing and customer solutions. Last year, the company named Dean Truitt as its president and COO. Hirsch International has announced that its CEO is making a bid to acquire the company. The maker of equipment and machinery for the decorator apparel market said that Paul Gallagher filed a proposal to purchase the outstanding shares of the company's common stock. Check out Promogram later today for a full report. And in Promogram later on, we'll have a new hot edition episode of The Joe Show. Joe, what's smoking for today?
What's smoking? Not cigarettes, but no. You know, tote bags have had a recent insurgence or resurgence.
It's a resurgence.
Wow. So we're going to talk
very
about tote bags.
So we're going with
they're coming back.
Okay. Melinda.
Here I am.
Melinda, back to you.
Thank you very much, Andy. Well, it is the end of June. What does that mean? Rich Fairfield, what does the end of June mean to you?
School's out for the summer.
It is. School is out for the summer.
School's
it also means
out.
That Counselor magazine is putting the finishing touches on our State of the Industry issue, which is an exhaustive research study we do every year. And it's meant to give readers a great analysis of what's going on in the industry, plus ideas for improving their businesses. Andy, why don't you give us a little sneak peek of what people are going to find this year?
Sure. Well, in the front of the magazine, front of the issue this year, we have a 42-step how-to type feature.
42.
That's a lot of steps, right?
That is.
It is.
Any way for you to thrive in business right now. So
we have 42 brand spanking new ideas.
Yep. So anything that you could think of in, as far as in sales efforts, marketing efforts, operations efforts, relationships between suppliers and distributors, relationships between distributors and their clients, we have steps and tips on all of those types of strategies. So
give us a
lots
hint.
Of things. Well, let me give you some data that is part of the issue as well.
Okay.
I think some interesting things that were that show up in the data show that distributors and suppliers were obviously dealing with the recessionary economy as the year wound down in 2008 and began in 2009. This is a survey that takes place for the most part in the first quarter of 2009. A couple of things. On health ratings, we asked both suppliers and distributors to rate the health of the market, and those ratings registered their lowest numbers actually for both suppliers and distributors since 2002. It had increased straight through from 02 through 07, but then started to fall last year. So that was something that they were obviously dealing with. Another factor that was impacting companies' cash flows, we measure days sales outstanding, which is basically the days it takes between when a company signs a deal and when they actually pay their bill. For distributors, that increased by a couple of days last year from 34 in 07 to 36 in 08. So they were dealing with obvious cash flow issues. And with that, suppliers felt the pinch as well as their day sales outstanding rose to 41 days. So there were obviously things that people were dealing with as 08 and 09 started up.
Well, hopefully we'll give some readers some good ideas on how to handle some of those cash flow problems.
Absolutely
in this
will.
Issue. All right, Andy. Well, thank you. I'm going to bug you for more State of the Industry facts on next week's show, but we're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, we will start taking your calls to talk about events you've planned for clients or answer any questions you might have about selling products for events. Start dialing now, 215-953-4979. And if we put you on the air, we will send you a $25 gift card.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities at iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where we're taking your calls to talk about client events. Call us right now at 215-953-4979. To talk about a recent event you helped a client with or to answer any questions about selling products for events. The phones are lighting up, and we have Nicole Stanley on line 2. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing out there?
Good.
Hey, good. Nicole, where are you based?
Oh, I'm in Southern California, where it's probably warmer by you because I'm so cold. I'm, like, shaking right now.
So are we. Oh, my goodness.
And it's okay, also, so I don't feel so bad.
It's also early.
It's
there.
Early.
Yes, it's about 7:30, but, you know, I start my day early with a 2-year-old, so, you know, it's probably already lunchtime for me.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, I can relate to that. Well, Nicole, tell us, you have a question today, or you want to talk about an event that you've recently planned?
Actually, a case study for an event that I planned, and what it was to promote the rap artist Jay-Z's Blueprint album.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of fun because, you know, everyone just thought we were doing a bunch of promotional merchandise, but it actually turned out that it was for the street team. They thought they were just going to go to kind of a little rally parade, and it turned into the whole choreographed video shoot for most of the scenes in his HOVA video.
That's so, but where did this take place?
Well, a lot of it either took place on a sound studio right in Brooklyn, some was in L.A., and it was all different parts. So when you actually watch the video, you could kind of tell, you know, the different areas where things were. But it turned into a promotional merchandise extravaganza. I mean, we did everything. They actually modeled the parade after a presidential motorcade. So we did everything from the banners, the windows that fly out, the limousine windows, the banners that flew out of the G500 he rolled in. We had the foam hands, which were amazing because
those are important.
Well, it was because when you have a sea of people with the foam hands with the Rockefeller logo on it, it just made such an impact because all of a sudden when people realized what was going on, they were jumping up and down and the whole screen just turned blue, and we did buttons and license plate covers. We had everything from water bottles to he had his own cigars, and all the wraps on the cigars had his face on it. So it was just a great time. We did super soakers and buttons, and as I said, once, you know, the fan or the street team actually realized what was going on, it was mayhem. So even like the flagpoles that you would envision the American flag being flown on, where we did these huge Rockefeller Def Jam flags. Those were flying in the background.
So would you say that he's kind of a humble guy then?
Just a little bit.
You don't want to smoke a cigar with his face?
Well, yeah, exactly.
I have to tell you, though, excuse me for interrupting, I'm sorry. What was interesting was we called, the whole time it was being called raucous stuff. So even though the water bottles and the little buttons and the cigars had his photo, majority of the items, like the banners and the flags, were all the record label. The one that, this was before he became president of Def Jam, when he still founded Rockefeller Records. So maybe he was a little humble and it was the Universal, but,
no, he wasn't.
But in general, it was such a great time.
No. Yeah, because the G5 is one of the more humble aircraft around the world.
Well, would you be humble if you were married to Beyonce?
Well, Nicole, most importantly, did you make the video? Are you in the cut, the final cut?
No, I'm not. See, it was so top secret that I didn't even know. I knew the album was coming out, and I always knew pretty much, oh, it's for the street team, and this is what we're doing. And so, you know, I happen to love Jay-Z is one of one of my favorite people that I've had to do work for. And so I never really ask questions because I'm very confidential and everything else. But I have to tell you, the products were always great, even down to how simple they were when he decided that he was going to do the Black album. And he decided, quote unquote, to retire because he was going to become the president of Def Jam. You know, all he did was buttons that just said, go Black.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, well, that's great. Thank you so much, Nicole. It sounds like an awesome event. And please stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. And can I just tell all the Twitters at ASI Central hello and let everyone know that I have the best ASI rep in the world, Ryan Law.
Well, that's
I love you, Ryan.
We appreciate all the shout-outs. Thank you so much. And what do you got next then, Melinda?
We have on line four, we have Joanna Distributor. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Joanne, do you have a question today?
I have a question. I'm going to pick your brains a little bit. I'd like to say, normally at this time, we have a lot of summertime outings and events that the companies do. You know, the company picnic, company golf outing. And with this poor economy, not a lot of my clients are doing that anymore. If they do it, they've dropped it down in moderation on what types of products they do order. So my question to you guys is, what do you think, as we say in the business, what's the best bang for your buck in this poor economy that even if they're doing a little outing or a little event, that I could still manage to have them grab up?
Well, Joanne, I think you need to speak with Joe Haley from The Joe Show. Joe, you talked a lot about backyard barbecues and things like that, and there's lots of great stuff I know that you feature.
Yeah, there's pretty inexpensive stuff that, you know, you can give to a lot of people, and there's more expensive things. I think T-shirts are great for summer events, visors and caps, can coolers, bottle coolers, actual coolers to put, you know, beer in or soda in, things along that line. Think of the theme of the event. If it is an outside barbecue, you can have related products.
Well, and you could also have just some products as prizes rather than giving them to everyone.
Sure. If you have 150 people there and you can't get something for everyone, then you can have some top-end products.
High-end products, yeah.
Yeah, and you can raffle them off, or you can have contests like the three-legged race or the potato sack race.
Potato sack race.
Yeah, Michelle's the current champ here at ASI potato sack race. So hoping to knock her off of her throne this year.
What la-la land are you living in?
Potato sack land. You feature a lot of customized grills and cool things in that area, mm-hmm. Joe.
Well, at least it's something that they can use even beyond their event.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a grill that comes actually packed inside a cooler. And then you can take the grill out and assemble it, and then you have room to put beers and sodas and stuff. So,
which is important.
Right.
Oh, that's something new and interesting.
Kathy, you can have your own beer tap.
Free flow.
All right, Joanna, hopefully we give you some ideas. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We have time for one more caller on line one. We have Kelly, a distributor. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Great, thanks.
Kelly, do you have a question for us?
I do. My customer's annual fall vendor-client mixer is being scaled down from previous years. We used to do so many different products, from invitations to napkins and gifts for them, but this year the budget doesn't allow for that. Should I use one Knock Your Socks Off gift to try, or try to spend the money and get a number of imprinted products?
Joe Haley, what would you do?
I would talk to the client first to see what their objective are with this event. If they have everyone there, they might want to give them a parting gift. So if the budget has enough money in there for just a nice parting gift, do that. If they'd like to have their name spread around with the napkins and the stirrers and the cups, find out that as well. So you got to find out where they want to go with the event, with getting their name out there.
Well, thanks so much, Kelly, for calling in, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Well, on this show, guys, we talked a lot about questions you shouldn't ask clients right now in sales calls. For instance, you shouldn't ask how's business. But today, Kathy Houston is going to cover several other things that you should not say to clients. Kathy, what's the number one thing you shouldn't say to a client?
Well, I think this is the biggest no-no. Who beside yourself will be involved in the decision?
And why shouldn't you say
because
that?
That's really insulting.
It's kind of demeaning. Like, okay, obviously
right,
I'm not
exactly
talking to a player here.
Right. You're not talking to the big man in charge. And the person, the client thinks this person is insulting me by trying to go over my head.
Aha.
So what should you say instead?
What should you say?
You should say, how does the evaluation and decision process work within your organization?
So it's really the same question, but you're not.
You're rephrasing it.
It's
so
not
it's
an
not
insult.
Like, exactly. Yes. Right. This is one I would think would be okay. How are you?
But apparently,
I am fine. How are you?
It's so innocuous.
This is in your magazine. So.
How are you? Yeah, but what the client is thinking, this person doesn't care who I am. And you know
it's
what? It's
true.
Probably true.
It is true.
What the rep should have said instead was good to talk to you, or if they're on the phone, nice to meet you by phone.
Right.
Something simple like that. This is another one I thought would be perfectly okay. That's why I'm not in sales. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, I really noted that one. I talked about it in my sales meeting. I thought that's a really bad thing to
say. I would always
say
thank you for your time.
Rich, why is that wrong?
Well, I mean, to the information in the magazine, it makes it sound like your time is not valuable at all, and they've wasted their time by talking to you.
Right, like they're giving you your time. But in reality, your time is both equally important. So
you want them to value what you have to say.
Right, so what you should have said instead as a salesperson is, I'm glad that we both had the time to get together today.
That's Carol Burnett's theme song, isn't it?
I'm so glad. Yep.
And then you pull your ear.
That's right. And this is another one that I thought was a really good suggestion. What the rep says, this product has been a big seller for us, or this product has been really hot lately. Now, what would the client think?
I know what that is.
Everyone's using it.
The client thinks, well, that everyone's using it, and also that you're not even bothering to customize your
right, and you're not, your client's not going to stand out. Their advertising is going to look like everyone else's.
Exactly.
So what the rep should have said is, my clients who have used this product have been really excited about the impact that it's had.
So you're talking about that.
Exactly. You're talking more about the buzz that it's stirring rather than your advertisement's going to be the same as everyone else's.
Well, those are really good. I know these are all going to be featured in the next issue.
They're
going to
be in the July issue of Advantages, which is our big listening issue. So everybody should read and pay attention.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to have some different cues on how to read body language.
Yeah,
right?
Body language. We have a really cool article on that, too.
And if you go to asicentral.com in July, you'll be able to do some interactive.
You'll be able to take a couple of quizzes, one on body language and one on just improving your listening skills.
See if you're a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, do you think you'll score highly on that?
No.
I wasn't listening, Melinda.
What'd you say?
Okay. On another topic, the FDA is imposing stricter bans on tobacco marketing, and it could affect some distributors who sell to tobacco companies. Michelle, since Joe says you're our smokestack.
Yeah, I really don't smoke all that much.
No, but I meant it in a...
Perhaps you can
in a loving way.
The yeah. Details.
Well, last week, the U.S. Senate passed the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act, and that gives the Food and Drug Administration sweeping new powers over the packaging, manufacturing, and marketing of tobacco products. And what that means for this industry is that the act prohibits the outdoor marketing of tobacco products near schools. It bans tobacco brand sponsorship of sports and entertainment events, and limits the scope of tobacco-related advertising in stores and in certain publications. More importantly for this industry, the companies will no longer be allowed to offer free giveaways of non-tobacco products, for example, any gift with purchase promotions with the purchase of tobacco products. Now,
even to smokers?
Yes. For someone like
anybody.
Me, who maybe gets coupons in the mail, And I fill out a little survey. Periodically, I'll get a gift in the mail. Granted, it's not logoed products because they haven't been able to do that for a long time.
You get a lot of things from Virginia Slims.
I do. Know. Not anymore. Really? Like, for example, because Virginia Slims is a cigarette that goes to women predominantly, they'll send little things like little pocket-sized nail polishes and little pedicure kits. Yeah, not anymore.
They're not allowed to send them at
all. This will not be allowed anymore.
For any reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then they won't be able to sponsor that tennis tournament anymore then, I guess, because they used to have a...
Virginia Slims.
Yeah.
And chances are likely that President Obama will sign this into law. So for more information, I would say to go to asacentral.com/radio, and we'll have a full article up on the website. But it's pretty big, I think.
Okay, thanks. Good information from Michelle. Well, this next segment is for anyone who might be worried about their job right now or their prospects of advancement. It's 9 crucial questions to ask your boss. Joe, what should you be asking your boss?
Well, in today's turbulent job market, it's important to ask questions and be on your boss's radar. So the first one, how will we gauge my success in 3, 6, or 12 months?
I always ask you that.
Yeah. I'm laughing at Rich because I don't think I've ever asked him that question.
Well, you need to know...
Maybe you should.
You need to know that you're working on what matters and aiming for results that will be measured. So,
well, also, I think you want your boss to know that you're interested, I guess. If you said that, your boss would, you know. All right, what's another question?
What does my career path look like at this company? This is a tricky one. On one hand, asking this question shows that you are focused on making a long-term career at the company. On the other hand, you have to be careful not to appear as if you're constantly looking outside for another job.
Uh-huh.
Or just asking for more money.
Or asking for you know,
or asking for your boss's job.
Right, stepping on someone's toes.
Didn't you say didn't you have a job where you told your boss you wanted his job and then you got laid off?
Well, he was being
same thing happened to me. I swear to God.
Yeah, I was sitting across the desk from him, and
you're supposed to tell your boss's boss you want your boss's job, not your boss.
He was the vice president of the company, being groomed to be president of the company. He says, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" I said, "Sitting behind that desk and asking someone else that same question."
I said the same thing, and boom. I got laid off too.
Really?
But yes. Laid off.
So I guess that's
not
bad advice.
Laid off with air quotes.
I got laid off 4 years later, right before I was about to usurp his power.
I got fired.
It took 4 years.
A few months later.
You're fired.
Rich, don't be concerned. I have no desire for your job whatsoever.
No, me
neither. She has no desire for her own job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, I guess I should watch out for you two then.
You have another one?
Yeah, okay. One other question you should ask your boss.
What are my strengths? You want to know your strengths so you can build on these to advance your career down the line.
So you know your own strengths.
Shouldn't you know your own?
Yeah, you know your own strengths, but you want to make sure that they're also in line with your boss. Does your boss see the same strengths that you know you have?
Rich, what are Michelle's strengths?
She's a really, really good writer.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's important in the field of journalism.
What about the drinking? The drinking, I tell you.
I'm not sure
it's not really important to do your job.
Anyway, there's a total of 9 questions. This article will be posted on ASI Central in the radio area.
All right. Some good career advancement advice. Well, here's some interesting news. Some companies are announcing they are actually foregoing annual raises, but that doesn't mean that they're not compensating their stars. Andy, tell us more.
Well, we found a new survey that said that 78% of companies admit that they're only handing out raises based on job performance.
So it's all merit,
It's all merit pay. And 54% are withholding raises to lower performers altogether. Honestly, I think they should probably get rid of their lower performers, but that's a separate issue.
But wait, so 78%. That's a huge.
Are only handing out raises based on job performance. So you'll get levels of, they're still handing out raises, but it's not the sort of automatic merit increase that companies have used in the past.
Cost of living every year.
Yeah, you're not going to be seeing that anymore.
I agree with that. Actually.
I do too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and
you
also
pay
you
the
don't
people
want,
that you want to keep.
You don't
the most.
Want the stars to get the same raise as the.
Right.
That makes sense. What do you think, Rich?
I think that because inflation is practically standstill, it makes sense that if basically inflation is around zero, that you wouldn't expect to get a raise for cost of living because the cost of living hasn't really increased.
Right. Now, how about in an economy that's different where inflation is raising? You think everyone should get a raise then?
I think it depends on what the company's message is. Mm-hmm. I mean, my brother works for a tech company, and they cut about 10 to 15% of the people always from the bottom every quarter.
Right.
That's their policy, and they outsource a lot of jobs continuously to India. So it's a different situation. Their goal is to actually reduce staff, and their goal is to only reward people that are doing an insane – I mean, he works
seven
days a week. He works like 90 hours a week. I don't even understand.
Well, if not, he wouldn't be working.
Well, hopefully he's getting a good raise.
Yeah, I mean, he has, but I'm just saying that you know, that's maybe abnormal, but that there still are, you know, a lot of companies that are like that. I think that a company that's in a stable industry, and depends on what relationship it has with its employees. I mean, if people expect, and that's what the company's promised them, you know, then I would expect people would get raises. And most companies, I would say, take the bottom 5% or 10% and either don't give them a raise or exit them or plan to help them improve.
Okay, great. Well, we've talked about the fact that people are going crazy with Facebook and Twitter, and this industry apparently is no different. Joe, who's using these sites, and what are industry members talking about?
Well, 1 year ago, only 20% of the industry said they were Twittering, 45% were LinkedIn, and 34% were on Facebook. What do you think the numbers are today?
Way higher.
Way high. 91%
for Twitter. This is the ASI Central survey?
Yes, it is. 91% for Twitter, 84% LinkedIn, and 86% on Facebook. And they're talking about industry issues.
Wow.
Recently, we had one on green practices asking, you know, are they here to stay? Aren't they here to stay? What do you think of them? And, you know, the answers are pretty much the way that you think that they would go. Some people think that green is here to stay. Some think that it's just a flash in the pan. But we've also had on Facebook, we have the question of the day for people who are, is it friends of ASI Central?
Fans.
Fans.
Use the correct terminology, please.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm on there, but I'm still pretty.
What about a new service called Flutter, you know, for people that can't do the 140 characters that Twitter takes? You know, so it's just like 15, like a butterfly?
Are you serious?
No, that was a joke.
But Kathy would have believed
that was a bad one.
Anyway.
I believed him.
I was going to believe him, too.
Recently, we've asked questions like, what's the number one quality a great salesperson needs? Anyone?
Tenacity.
Listening is one of the answers. Knowledge.
Subject of your issue.
I didn't even listen to my own issue.
Creativity and the ability to think outside the box. Perseverance. Know where to spend your time and where to focus your efforts. So there's a lot of things being bandied about. And we've had other questions. When will the economy rebound? What are your vacation plans? What type of radio to listen to?
What's your favorite donut?
Yes, I think that's right. Yeah, we did. It was on the National Donut Day.
So what's your favorite donut?
Mine is Boston Cream.
And if you were a promo product, what would you be?
Wow, that's not
one
the
of
crowd.
Those flashy.
Wow. I'd be a foam finger.
I'm trying to think of
a foam finger for you.
I like
which one?
The glow-in-the-dark necklaces. That's what I do.
Very good.
And I would pick helium-filled balloons.
Michelle?
Logoed, of course.
I am mystified that these are the questions that are being bandied about.
Well, there's some serious and some fun.
A little fun thrown in.
Captain Killjoy is not going to even entertain the conversation.
100% organic.
Andy would be a
phone.
Plain old boring pen.
All right. That's not very nice. Oh, poor Andy.
A ballpoint pen.
A ballpoint pen.
A clicker. A clicker pen.
All right, guys, here's some good news for some people out there. Economists say there are 5 states in this country that are already doing much better economically, and those are the 5 states that are going to lead us out of the recession. Andy, what are the states?
Where do you think they are?
Pennsylvania.
I think
Oregon.
Give me a region
Northwest.
Of the country.
Pacific Northwest.
The Southwest.
And Nebraska.
Pacific Northwest. That's right.
Nebraska too?
No.
Please.
No.
You laugh, but I was in Nebraska, and the amount of construction going on there right now is staggering.
And they give you free moon pies with every dinner.
They're fixing problems.
And the farmers are doing very well, by the way, but go on with your Pacific Northwest.
With your little Pacific Northwest. So Idaho, Oregon, and Colorado, Texas, and Washington are the top 5 states that for jobs later this year. And for the most part, it's because of technology companies that there's sort of tech purchases that are backed up, yes, in Idaho. Wow.
Have you ever been to Idaho?
You got a problem?
No.
There's more than potatoes there, Kath. Yeah. I thought it was
maybe
all potatoes.
Maybe you should make a pilgrimage.
I will, definitely.
Okay, good. And Texas, obviously, on the list because of oil. But those are the states that that the economists are expecting to create the first job creation probably later this year. Then starting next year, they're looking more towards southern states. You said southern, didn't you? There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, Georgia, Nebraska, also
told
in there.
All those, Nebraska's not in the south.
New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Those are the states that that should
so
pick up job creation starting early next year.
I imagine that's good news for distributors in that area, too. Just, I mean, obviously when the economy's doing better.
Yeah, there will be more opportunities.
What's their big
there?
Industry there? Like tech was in the Pacific Northwest.
Manufacturing for the most part.
Manufacturing, okay. Mm-hmm.
Nebraska's construction.
See, she said construction. She's right.
I told you.
She watched it in person.
All right.
She doesn't need the economy.
We are so fortunate that we have 1 minute left for Joe's rant. So, Joe, what are you going to rant about this morning?
Let me tell you something. I've had it with Katy Couric. About 10 days ago, she was selected to give a speech at Princeton University's Class Day, which
was
the
Larry
day
King
before
a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
Graduation. Yeah. The overall theme of her speech, which came at the end, was for the graduating students to avoid nastiness. Quote, "Don't be a hater," she said. "Princeton has taught you to think critically, to approach things with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Dose,
and that's a good thing. You really must guard against the cynicism and nastiness that are so pervasive today, particularly on the internet. It can be a wonderful, powerful, and equalizing tool, but it's also populated by haters and trolls." But before she got to that point, it should be noted that Couric spent a good part of her speech taking shots at Sarah Palin, Carrie Prejean, Rush Limbaugh, and Donald Rumsfeld. Perhaps the theme of her speech should have been, "Don't be a hater, but it's all right for me because I don't like these people." But then again, what should we expect in this day and age of gotcha media types? Gotcha media that is more bent and slanted than one of Michelle's close shore-going buddies. And disagree with her? Well, you're likely to be shouted down by those in her camp. But let's be real. Her camp continues to shrink. The latest viewership numbers are out, and hers are among the lowest the network has ever seen. The lowest ever since she's been there. Even lower than when she first plopped down in that chair.
Plop.
Do I think her ratings are low because of the Princeton comments? No. But do I think there is a correlation? Yes. Objectivity is not important with her brand of agenda-based media. She is the hater she warned students against becoming. And remember, she said it's so easy to do it on the internet, yet she was self-important, smug, and smarmy enough to poach her speech on Huffington Post.
Andy, put a pillow over him.
Aren't you wonderful?
Can it end, please?
Finally, I'm not spouting off because I'm overly fond of any of these people. I just find it extremely hypocritical that she basically said, "Do as I say, not as I do."
I think there are sparks coming out of your mouth.
Woo!
And the best part about that is that it's over.
And slurry.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Joe. We are out of time this morning. Thanks to today's sponsor, I Promote You. And thanks very much to our listeners. Be sure to tune in next week when we hear from one of our keynote speakers who will be at ASI Chicago. Plus, Andy Cohn will continue to regale us with new statistics and forecasts for the industry. Have a great day.
It's your crystal ball, Andy.
Andy, regale us.